You travel near and far. If you're like me, you want to see the big famous stuff, the things the tourists line up for, because you gotta see it while you're there. But also, if you're like me, your favorite memories of travel may be the little things off the beaten path that surprise you, that give you an unexpected sense of wonder in the world. Our next guest says we can find those surprises and capture that sense of wonder whether we're traveling around the world or exploring our own neighborhoods. And she's got a few spooky places to share leading up to Halloween. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite travel discovery in Wisconsin or elsewhere in the world? Tell us about the cool event you stumbled across, the little restaurant you found, that beautiful natural area. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Gemma Tarlak is back with us, a longtime science writer. Gemma is senior editor and writer at Atlas Obscura. Gemma, it's been a long time. Welcome back.
Hello. It's a delight to be with you again. Thank you.
I know from talking to you over the years, you love discovering new things, whether that's in the world of science or places around the world. What is it that brings you that joy of finding that cool and maybe unexpected thing?
Well, I think, you know, it's just I'm a curious person. And so if I see something, I appreciate its beauty or that it's interesting, but then I want to know, well, what is it? How did that come to be? What does it mean? And I just start, you know, looking for those answers. And we live in a world that is full of unexplored surprises and delights. And there's always something there to get excited about and to kind of feed your sense of wonder.
And that sense of wonder I wanted to get into. That's part of the mission I know of Atlas Obscura, is finding the things that aren't the same wherever you go. What is it about that feeling, that sense of wonder that can be so fun?
Well, I think, you know, as humans, exploration is in our DNA. When you look at, if I could put on my science writer hat for a moment, when you look at our evolution, arguably more than any other species out there, we explore. We break into new places. We check it out. And if we like it, we stay there and we adapt. So we're constantly spreading around first the globe and now into outer space. We're just explorers at heart. And so I think finding that new thing, that wrinkle that you weren't expecting, I think that just really feeds something deep within our souls. And that's why it's so satisfying, because it's something that's really hardwired into us.
Now, you've traveled literally all over the world, even Antarctica. And we'll get into that in a bit. But you've made the case, we were talking earlier today, you don't have to get on a plane to find this stuff. How can we have this mindset, you know, even maybe exploring our own hometown?
Sure. And I think it's all about, you know, the first step is really noticing and observing. And if you want to go really micro, I have a pet spider, Alice. She is my roommate. She decided to move into my house and she's in my kitchen. And it has been fascinating watching her over the months, watching her hunt, watching her build her beautiful little funnel web in the corner of my kitchen that never gets sunlight. And so every day I check on her. And I think, you know, some people might say, and just, you know, get out a heavy book or whatever. But the first time I saw her, I thought, well, what's that? Oh, it's a spider. Well, what kind of spider is it? You know, what can I find out about this spider? And then, of course, I named her. And now she is a little part of my day every day. And I think that sense of wonder and curiosity, you know, you can go really big and end up in Antarctica, or you could go really small and find a whole little ecosystem in your kitchen.
Now, that's great. And with the pandemic, I got to say, and I think I'm like a lot of people, I started looking for, you know, little gems in the area that I might never have discovered, and found, you know, like a 5-minute drive from my house, a park I'd never heard of, or somewhere between park and natural area. And, you know, if you hit it at the right time, you could see like zillions of turtles like hanging out on the rocks and logs of the ponds. It's just this amazing thing. I had no idea. And I lived so close to it. Did you have some of that pandemic discovery in your own neck of the woods?
Well, I have a couple dogs and I'm always looking for new places to let them check out, let them smell. So yeah, I do that all the time, pandemic or no. And, you know, it's that same thing that I found like a big clearing that I thought would be a cool place to walk them. And then I realized that there were old building foundations there. And so, of course, you know, I had to figure out what that was about. And it ended up that I was in a corner of county grounds where there had been, here in Milwaukee, where there had been an orphanage at one point. And so, you know, it's always when you see something, just take a moment to really notice it. And that's how you find wonder around the corner, really, like you were saying.
Talking to Gemma Tarlak from Atlas Obscura, looking at the joy of finding something unexpected in our world when we're traveling. I'll throw that in quotes. That might mean getting on a plane and flying to another continent. It might be going for a walk in your own neighborhood or even watching that spider in your house. Have you had one of those or a lot of those? Do you have some favorite memories to share? Call 800-642-1234 or a hidden surprise in your own neighborhood. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. You can email ideas@WPR.org or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. A little detour, Gemma. I promised some scary sites around the world. You've got a feature, I think it's called Fright Club at Atlas Obscura. What are you looking for there?
Yeah, so we have every October we do Halloween big. And this year we're doing Fright Club. We have all these great stories from around the world. One of our writers dipped into this super creepy retro photographic archive of Halloween in Los Angeles. We have a story about a woman who accumulated a mountain of mannequins and like mannequin parts.
That's the stuff of nightmares.
We have a story about a science experiment where the scientists released butterflies onto this remote island off the coast of Finland. They did not know it at the time, but the butterflies were full of wasps that were full of micro wasps. It was like a double parasitic kind of Russian nesting doll situation. And the scientists realized this when, to quote the writer, the butterflies burst. Sorry to get a little bit gross there, but there's all kinds of stuff on our website right now that is all about celebrating the different aspects of Halloween. And it's just a really fun way to go all around the world.
And you wrote one, Gemma. I think this place is on your want to see list, the Demon Wall of Norway. This is weird.
This is such a strange story. And, you know, when I was interviewing the researchers who uncovered it, they kept interrupting themselves and saying, this is so strange. But basically, very respected curator in mid 20th century Norway, he was restoring a mural in a little village church in southern Norway. The mural he was restoring was from the 17th century. And when he finished after 2 years and unveiled it, it was like nothing anyone had seen. You really have to see the photos to understand how strange the story is. But it was just a wall of these tiny, tiny demons. We're talking like matchstick size, absolutely tiny demons upon demons upon demons. Nothing like it in the world from the 17th century. Nothing like it from Norway at any point in history. And these researchers studying it this summer concluded that he made it up. He did not restore anything. He actually destroyed the original 17th century mural and instead painted over these demons upon demons upon demons. No one knows why he did it. He had a very long and successful and respected career. It's just this one tiny village church wall where, you know, we don't know what possessed him.
There's a mid-period John Carpenter movie in there, I feel like. I don't know.
And you really have to see the images to appreciate just the absolute fascinating and strange aspect of this art.
We invited our callers to share their off-the-beaten-path discoveries and their travels near and far at 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Alvin is with us in Milwaukee. Alvin, hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good. What do you want to share with us, Alvin?
So for a long time, I lived in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood, and I used to walk down by the river. There's a trail on both sides of the Milwaukee River that goes quite extensively from Humboldt up to Capitol Drive. And I found these old stone structures right near the river, I'm trying to think which street it is, what the cross street is. But I found these old stone structures, and I was like, what is this? It's kind of fascinating. They look really old. And it turns out it's the very small remains of the old swimming station. There was a big swimming pool at Gordon, not pool, people swam in the river at Gordon Park.
Yeah,
and you know, so finding that, I was like, well, what is this? And then I was able to discover some parts of the city history that, you know, that was a big swimming thing there at Gordon Park. And now it's just kind of tucked away in a lot of trees, and there's just a small remain of it. It's really fascinating.
Wow. Cool.
A cool local thing. Another thing I really scary stuff from way back when I was in college, exploring the remains of the St. Nikolai Kirche in Hamburg, Germany, which you weren't really supposed to go into, but I managed to make it into the ruins. So there you go.
Alvin, thanks a lot. I won't endorse the trespassing part, but Gemma, in that first story, he followed his, in both of these, he followed his curiosity and found something cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what it's all about. You know, the first step, like I said, it's noticing, right? So Alvin, you thought, hey, what is this? And then you weren't just content to say, oh, well, that's that. I'm going to keep walking. You start digging and thinking and researching. And that is such a satisfying process in and of itself. And then, you know, first it's like your secret that you find, and then it becomes your knowledge. And then it becomes this thing that you want to tell other people about. And that's really what Atlas Obscura is all about.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Alvin. We're talking to Gemma Tarlak, senior editor and writer at Atlas Obscura, looking at wonderful places and the joy of discovering them when we travel near and far. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What's been your favorite travel discovery? That thing you stumbled across, the unexpected place of wonder on the other side of your neighborhood or the other side of the world? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with Gemma Tarlak from Atlas Obscura. She's sharing the joys of discovering cool new things, places, and events that fill us with wonder when we travel in our own neighborhoods or around the world. You can share yours. What's a discovery that stood out to you at 800-642-1234? That's 800-642-1234. Maybe off the beaten path. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go back to your calls now. Roger is with us in Grantsburg. Roger, hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. What's your story, Roger?
Well, I went back when I in high school in 1980. I graduated. I live up in Grantsburg, Wisconsin. There was a Burnett County. There was a huge fire that went through and burned off like 20 some thousand acres up along the St. Croix River in the Kohler peat swamp, and it runs all the way along the St. Croix. Now it's Governor Nolan's forest. But there was, well, we was down there, and they put water cans on her back and let us go. I'm down walking through this swamp that's like, once you're in there, you're lost, and it's just lost. And walking along, and all of a sudden, I tripped over cement foundations of a building that had been built in there, of a house, and then finding out later on that people actually lived down in the swamp. And, you know, in the early 1900s, it's like, it was just creepy going through there and finding this. And then remains of stuff. I found a cowbell stuck on my foot. And what would that be? What would they be doing there? You know, just creeped me out. Made the, every time I think about it, I still got the bell even.
No kidding.
It's like,
is it in reach?
It was an old, it was a tin cowbell, like the clanker in it that they tied on their neck.
Wow.
And I found it was stuck to the end of my foot, and I tripped. And what the heck? There it is. It's a big cowbell. Well, I kept it. It's my archaeological find.
I love it, Roger. That is great. I'm glad you still have the cowbell. We need more cowbell in our lives, I guess. Gemma, the enthusiasm. Roger had that experience, and he still has the cowbell, and he still just, I don't know, has that memory of what could have been a good ghost story there.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, that all gets back to just what exploration feeds in our souls. And, you know, I love that story. Thank you so much for sharing it, Roger. And, you know, it makes me think, like, even times when I can't get out and explore, I will admit that I'm one of those people that loves to hang out on like Google Earth and zoom in and see things. Like recently I was looking at a map of Wisconsin and I noticed the impression of Paleo Lake, Wisconsin, which was this enormous glacial lake that eventually, you know, it overflowed its dam and boom, you know, huge flood. But you can still, if you look at just a map of Wisconsin, you can still see the outline of this enormous lake. And I love finding that. And of course, I'm not the first person to find it. Geologists have written plenty about it. But, you know, with my own eyes, just looking at a map of Wisconsin and exploring it from the comfort of my couch on my computer, and then just finding something that I've never seen before. And it's just so satisfying that I love hearing from folks like Roger and Alvin that, you know, we all have this deep within us, this desire to ask questions and learn and explore.
Thanks a lot for sharing that with us, Roger, at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Mike in Oconomowoc. Mike, hi.
Hi. My first trip to Door County was sort of exciting. We were water skiing in one of the bays, and it was just a beautiful sunny day, warm, and the water was just supremely clear. And all of a sudden, it got the water just got pitch black underneath my skis, and it sort of like set my heart racing. I'm a certified scuba diver, so, you know, I naturally wanted to go see what in the world this was, and it was just an old wooden wreck that was about a couple hundred feet long in the bay, and it just sort of took us by surprise. So we went to a small little hotel that was just down the bay and talked to the owners there, and they told us, oh, yeah, it's been there since, you know, anybody could remember, maybe the early 1900s, and you know, every now and then when the bay freezes, sometimes it actually will stick up out of the ice.
Wow.
Because of how shallow it gets. But it was just so startling when you see this beautiful blue water and all of a sudden it gets real dark and you're thinking, I don't think there's any sharks in this lake. It sure looks big.
Mike, thanks for sharing that. I love the story, first of all, Gemma, and like talking to the locals about it. It's a good entry point to meet the local people and let them share some of their lore.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes too, when I've been out walking my dogs all over, I'll find something and I'll start looking at it and someone else will walk by with their dogs and be like, what are you looking at? I'm like, look at this brick. Look at this brick just laying here. And then they start looking at the brick and, you know, so it's, you know, it's a great social activity as well.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to Gemma Tarlak from Atlas Obscura about those fun discoveries when we're traveling near or far. Back to your calls now. Sandy is on the line in Monroe. Sandy, hello.
Hi.
What do you...
I recently moved into an apartment, and the balcony overlooks a cemetery, and I've always been deathly afraid of cemeteries, no pun intended. One day I saw a family out there, and they were playing I See, and these kids were running around going, I see a red flower, I see an S, I see a 1. And it completely changed my idea of cemeteries and how beautiful they are. It was just so fun that they were just exploring this whole area.
Well, I got to ask briefly, Sandy, have you gone down and explored that neighboring cemetery yourself?
I have. It's beautiful.
I love it, Sandy.
It completely changed my mind.
Thank you for sharing that. What a great lesson there, Gemma. Kind of like that the child's game of I see could be pretty useful for us grownups, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I will admit that whenever I travel somewhere I've never been before, my two favorite places to explore are the grocery store and the local cemetery. And that's because you can learn so much about a culture, about a place, just by looking at the headstones and, you know, understanding more about the people who live there. And it's just, again, that sense of exploration and learning things you didn't know you were going to learn that day when you woke up. I love that.
That is great. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Sandy. It's fall. Gemma, what do you have an exploration plan coming up yourself in just our last half a minute or so?
Oh my gosh, there's so much of our great state that I have not yet seen. So I am really hoping to get way, way up north, like Eagle River or so, and just see what I see. I have no idea what I'm going to explore, but I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Gemma, I love it. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
That's Gemma Tarlak, senior editor and writer at Atlas Obscura. She joined us today for a look at the joy of discovering things that are off the beaten path when we travel. And traveling can mean far away, or as we heard from so many people, close to home in here in Wisconsin. Hope you keep sharing yours, by the way. We've got a post up at the Ideas Network Facebook page asking you to share your off the beaten path travel discoveries, the place, the shipwreck, the lost building, the restaurant, the event, you name it. Tell us about it over on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR.